air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Starting off with this evening's headlines. Deputy Patlicope Gallagher has been elected Vice Chair of the new Oireachtas Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin is calling for a special Dáil debate on an interview given by Michael Lowry to a Sunday newspaper, during which he outlined access he and his colleagues on the regional independent group have to ministers. A meeting of Inishowen Municipal District has been adjourned as a mark of respect for the two teenager boys who died after getting in difficulty in Lochsbilly 10 days ago, and the man who died in three-car collision in Galway has been named as Donegal man Aidan McNairn from Castlefew Dunkneely. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. That's coming up at around a quarter past five. The man who died in a three-car collision in Galway has been named as Aidan McNairn of Castlefew Dunkneely. Mr McNairn, aged in his 40s, died following a collision that happened before 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Clareview Park. His funeral mass will take place on Friday at the Church of St Joseph and St Connell in Brookless. Deputy Patlicope Gallagher has been elected Vice Chair of a new Oireachtas Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs. The Donegal TD says his experience will stand him in the post. Deputy Gallagher says massive challenges remain, with Brexit continuing to have a negative impact on the fishing industry, with reduced quotas and reduced opportunities remaining a problem for the catching and processing sectors.
I do believe that my experience will stand me well as a member of the committee, having spent my younger years processing both in Burtonport, Killybegs, right around the coast from Galway to Castleton Bear to Dunmore East and back up the coast. So that, I believe, will stand me well in that position. And I look forward to our work programme over the next number of years. And indeed, we amended our proposed work programme today to discuss the EU-UK arrangement that was welcomed by all throughout Europe, but I certainly don't welcome the fisheries aspect to it. It's leaving in place for the next 12 years the arrangement post-Brexit, and that certainly isn't in our interest.
Chief Whip Mary Butler has told the Dáil the programme for government is open and transparent. She was responding to Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, who was calling for a special Dáil debate on an interview given by Michael Lowry to his Sunday newspaper, during which he outlined the access he and his colleagues on the regional independent group have to ministers. He says the government should publish the deal.
He boasted about the rota of ministers that come before his group. He chairs these meetings. So isn't it about time that you publish the deal that you did with Michael Lowry's group for the programme for government, that you took statements and questions and had full accountability about the deal you did with Michael Lowry?
Are the proposed arrangements...
What about Michael Lowry?
Michael Lowry.
Excuse me, Deputy MacDonald.
The question was asked. Why so cold?
It's the Crown Court that asked the question to me, Deputy, not you.
And the question has not been answered. That's
entirely.
Do you wish to respond to the other questions, Chief Whip?
Michael Lowry?
The programme for government,
your colleague,
is open and transparent.
That's okay.
A meeting of Inishowen Municipal District has been adjourned as a mark of respect for the two teenage boys who died after getting into difficulty in Lochswilly 10 days ago. Members took the opportunity to pay their respects to 16-year-old Emmanuel Familola and 18-year-old Mansa Banda. A minute of silence was held before the meeting was adjourned until July 1st. Gardaí in Donegal have described it as worrying, the fact that 18 people have been arrested in the county over the past week for driving while under the influence. 13 motorists were arrested for drink driving and 5 for drug driving. Garda Sean Sweeney says despite repeated appeals to never drive while under the influence, the message is not getting through.
Over the past week, since last Tuesday and today, 18 people have been arrested across Donegal on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 13 of the rest were for drink driving and 5 were for drug driving. These are extremely worrying figures, so we urge all drivers not even to consider getting behind the wheel if you're under the influence of any type of intoxicant. We regularly make this appeal, but fortunately, in some cases, it falls on deaf ears. So everybody's well aware of the risks associated with driving under influence, but there's some willing to take the risk. They're risking their own lives and the lives of others. So we're trying to make the roads safer by means of education and enforcement. So if anybody's listening who take these type of risks, we ask them to rethink the stop. Many lives are lost and destroyed with this kind of irresponsible behaviour.
There's been a string of road-related incidents within the past week in Donegal. One drunk driver was detected travelling at double the speed limit in Letterkenny over the weekend. After failing to stop when signalled to do so, the motorist was eventually apprehended and arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. It also emerged they were uninsured and have since been charged to court. Meanwhile, three vehicles were seized in the Clochan area from uninsured drivers on Saturday. One of the motorists failed to stop for Gardaí and they're due to appear before court. Gardaí say a number of other road traffic offences were also detected. Well, in Milford, Gardaí say a speeding detection made this morning is almost beggar's belief. The driver was caught travelling at 192 kilometres per hour in a 100 zone. The motorist was arrested and is charged to appear in court. Gardaí are again making the simple appeal to slow down because speed kills. Cairn Donna Day Centre has officially reopened today. There's been a lengthy campaign to reopen the facility following its closure during the pandemic. The centre was reopened on a trial basis, providing services for older people 2 days a week. Frank Morrison, head of older person services with the HSC, confirmed on today's 9 till noon show that the service will be extended beyond the trial period.
The importance of day service can't be underestimated. We, as a health service, normally provide home support. We provide private nursing home care, community hospital care. But the one key component is that of a day service. And unfortunately, in a number of our facilities, as a post-COVID, because of space, because of circulation, because of IPC, we had to do some changes. And it has been a delay. Up here in Cairn Donna, we did an interim move to another facility. But today is, as Tony says, and I want to thank him for his thanks, it is a really good opportunity here for the people of Cairn Donna, the older persons, to have a day service right in the centre of the town. From feedback from both the committee and our own staff here, and I think met one or two of our people who attend, everybody's enjoying it. And naturally enough, anything new, you don't say, well, it's here for life. But from feedback I've got, it'll be gone beyond, well beyond a pilot, that this is just the beginning of a new. The numbers will grow. We'll keep an eye on the number of days, what we can do as well. And so it's definitely a positive future. We're not going back on it.
So are we now still in a three-month trial period?
No. I would say that we're, even though we're only halfway through a three-month period, we're out of it. And it will be a continuum. It won't be stopping after this.
That's been welcomed by Tony Doherty, chairperson of the Restoration of Cairn Donna Daycare Services Committee. He said it's clear there's a demand for the service locally.
That's just absolutely fantastic news to know that the service is going to be extended out from that and long term. And again, Frank, thanks very much to you and the staff and the HSE for making that all that happen. You know, back, Greg, in 2019, whenever the service was last with us, if you like, 56 different people used the service at Cairn Donna Community Hospital, and that was over 3,100 visits to the service. And we estimate at the moment that, you know, there's probably been 40 people that have come in and out of this over the last 6 weeks. And based on the 2 days per week, that's about 2,000 visits. So, you know, we believe that there's more, you know, there's more out there, as you said, maybe four or five more people and whatever, right? But that's 2,000 visits per annum that we're currently versus over 3,000. Mm. And, of course, since 2019, we know that the population of Cairn Donna and the surrounding area has grown, you know, increased probably by 40 or 50%.
The HSE is not in a position to fulfil its legal obligation to children with special needs, according to the Taoiseach. Micheál Martin made the admission in the Dáil as teenage campaigner Cara Dermody continues to protest outside Leinster House. 2005 legislation states children are entitled to an assessment of need within 6 months of applying, but Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it's not something the health service can deliver at the moment.
The HSE is not in a position to fulfil the law right now. You know that and I know that. So, and we have to respond to enable us to get therapy services to children as effectively, optimally as we can. And that is our agenda.
The UN expects many more aid trucks to enter Gaza today after just five managed to get into the enclave yesterday. They're warning that 14,000 babies will die in Gaza in the next 48 hours if humanitarian agencies cannot help them. There's been international criticism of the level of aid Israel started to allow to cross into the territory. Permission has been granted for around 100 aid trucks today. Spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office, Jean Lark, warned of the consequences of just allowing limited aid.
Past experience has very clearly showed that the less aid you get in and the less there is properly distributed in Gaza, the more desperation rises. And that has several effects, predictable effects. One is that the insufficient supplies are a greater risk of being looted.
Investigations are continuing after a man was attacked by a group of men in Downings over the weekend. The man was walking in the direction of the Coast Guard cottages when he was set upon by four or five men who were unknown to them in the Kinlargy area at around 3:45 on Sunday morning. Gardaí say his injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Anyone who witnessed the attack or his dashcam footage from the Kinlargy Rossapenna Road between 3 a.m. and 4:15 is on Sunday's urge to contact Gardaí in Milford. Hairdressers, stylists, barbers and nail technicians across Donegal have taken training to recognise the signs of domestic abuse. More than 50 representatives attended a training event run by multiple agencies yesterday. The HSE says salon or barber staff often built up trust with their customers. HSE Addiction Services lead Donna McGee explains how the idea came about.
When somebody may present to the domestic violence service or to the An Garda Síochána or to our own addiction services, they may have said it was my hairdresser convinced me to go. I was telling her what was going on and my hairdresser convinced me, or I was talking to her. And we heard that a number of times. And then we sat together and we said, OK, what can we do to look at this issue? Because a lot of people are living in very difficult situations, to try and put the information out there so people know that there is support. And we know that it's such an important and trusted role to be a hairdresser, a beautician. It is like a confessional box. People do talk to them and tell them what's going on in their lives. And we want people to be able to support and signpost, not feeling that they need to hold that or feel, oh, I can't tell anyone.
It's 12 minutes past five here in Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Louise Quinn has been named in the Republic of Ireland squad for their Women's Nations League games against Turkey and Slovenia. This despite the centre-back announcing her retirement earlier this month. Manager Carla Ward explains that the experienced Quinn will have a big role to play.
How do we develop these next young leaders? How do we bring that out? A big part in that. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with her even this last week around how she can help with that, how she can guide, and how she can kind of nurture some of those younger players. So Lou's job in this next camp is far bigger than being just a footballer.
Donegal players Amber Barrett, Taylor Toland and Anna Patton are also included in the squad. And Carla Ward has also called up US-born Erin Healy, who qualifies through her Monaghan-born grandfather. The striker plays in Australia with Adelaide United. And captain Katie McCabe, she'll link up with the squad in Turkey after this weekend's Champions League final. Heather Payne, Tara O'Hanlon, Jamie Finn, Lily Egg and Jess Zhu all miss out with injuries. Back locally, Finn Harps have confirmed the departure of David Colley from the club. The Mayo man joined from Sligo Rovers ahead of last season is leaving due to family commitments. Given his quality and experience, over 400 senior appearances in the League of Ireland, his departure will be seen as a blow to Finn Harps. Cross-channel Crystal Palace captain Mark Gay is unavailable for tonight's Premier League clash with Wolves. The centre-back needed hospital treatment following a facial injury in Saturday's FA Cup final victory against Manchester City. And midfielder Adam Wharton is also out after taking a heavy hit from the football at Wembley. Also tonight, Manchester City, they look to keep their top five quest alive at home to Bournemouth. Both those games are at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Leicester City could be facing a future points deduction after being charged with an alleged breach of EFL financial rules. A tribunal has ruled that the club, just relegated from the top flight, should be charged by the Premier League. The timeline of the case should still come under the Premier League's 12-week fast-track process, after which sanctions will be determined. And Abdul Doucouré has confirmed he's leaving Everton when his contract expires this summer. Doucouré moved to Merseyside from Watford for £20 million in 2020 and has made 165 appearances, scoring 21 goals. Manchester United, they have received an injury boost ahead of tomorrow night's Europa League final. Joshua Zirkzee returned to training today, having previously been ruled out for the rest of the season. Defenders Lenny Yarrow and Diego Dallo also took part in training today. And a man has been charged with reckless conduct after an Aberdeen player was hit in the face by part of a chair thrown from the crowd last weekend. The Scottish Premiership club said that defender Jack McKenzie suffered a serious facial injury following their defeat at Dundee United. A 31-year-old man will appear at Dundee's Sheriff Court tomorrow. Moving on to Gaelic games, and the countdown is on for Saturday's All-Ireland Championship for Donegal and Tyrone. A bumper crowd's expected for the clash in the northwest of the northwest counties in Ballybuffet. And if you're not going to the game, it'll be live here in Highland Radio from 7 o'clock throw-in time on Saturday. Well, Donegal successfully defended their Ulster crown 2 weeks ago, while Tyrone, they bowed out at the semi-final stage of Ulster. Tyrone's All-Ireland winner and All-Star Ronan McNamee feels Tyrone will cause Donegal lots of trouble.
Going off the Armagh game, like, there's loads of positives to be taken from it. And you were thereabouts come the last 5 minutes. You know, probably should have done a wee bit better seeing it out and getting the result, you know, especially when they'd got it back to where it was. But, like, I think Tyrone's in a really good place. I think they've a really good side. Probably not unlike Donegal regards the depth in the squad. Like, Donegal's maybe a wee bit further on, especially after last year and won in Ulster, but I still think they can be got it, and I still think the Tyrone have plenty there that will cause them trouble.
That's Ronan McNamee speaking on last night's DL Debate Show, which is available now to listen back in the playback section of highlandradio.com. Finally, for this evening in tennis, the US Tennis Association has announced plans to invest over €700 million into the venue for the US Open. The entirely self-funded project includes top-to-bottom modernisation of the Arthur Ashe Stadium and a new player performance centre. Construction will take place in phases as to avoid any interruption to the 2025 or 2026 US Open tournaments. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí have warned that there's been an increase in the number of reports of quads being driven by children and youths in West Donegal in recent months. They say in a number of incidents, the quads are being driven in an erratic and dangerous manner. Parents particularly are being urged to never allow a child to use a quad unless they're the legal age to do so. Garda Sean Sweeney says if not used correctly, quads pose a serious danger.
There's an increase in reports of quads being driven by youths and children in particular around the roads of West Donegal in recent months. Look, these are powerful machines. If you use the public road, the same rules apply to any other car. So they must be registered, taxed and roadworthy and standard road regulations. You have to hold a driving licence and be fully insured. If you're 16, you must to drive a light quad of 350 kg or less, at a maximum speed of 45 kg. Drive a heavier quad, you need to be 17. So look, they're not designed as toys for young boys or young people, okay? They're designed to be driven off-road in farm areas and not by children. So look, this is reckless behaviour, poses a threat to other road users and to the youth themselves, because a lot of the time they're driven in a dangerous and erratic manner. So they're not covered by insurance, and many of the drivers are too young to even hold a driving licence.
€346,000 has been allocated to Donegal Airport. It's part of an €8 million national allocation announced today by Transport Minister Dara O'Brien. The funding will go towards safety and security while also supporting projects with a sustainability focus, assisting airports to meet their carbon reduction targets, as well as building resilience against climate change. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach say they're open to discussions about lowering the voting age. It comes after the Social Democrats brought forward a proposal today to bring the minimum age down to 16. The idea has already been labelled a research priority by the Electoral Commission. Youth activist Callum Hederman says it's an essential step.
We're seeing young people at the forefront of nearly every social movement that we see in Ireland. 62% of young people disagree with the statement that there's someone that looks like them or understands them in government leadership. So I think it's essential that young people see people who represent them in Parliament and that they see politics as a viable option to enact change in their communities.
The government has confirmed a €4 million investment from Dormant Accounts funding to support social enterprises, with just over 214,000 set aside for 13 groups and organisations across Donegal. The successful Donegal projects include Letterkenny Community Care, Cardjilly Caola, the Bluestacks Foundations, White Oaks, Fort Dunry and the Creasley Community Association. A full list of the successful projects and their allocations is available on highlandradio.com. Police in Derry are appealing for information in relation to a vehicle that was set on fire at the start of the month. It happened before 1 a.m. on Tuesday the 6th of May in the vicinity of Drumleck Drive. Police are encouraging anyone who was in the area at the time or saw anything suspicious to get in touch. And Gardaí are appealing for information after the boundary wall of a housing estate in Burnfoot was damaged during what is believed to have been a crash last week. It's believed the wall was hit between 5 p.m. on Friday evening last and 10 o'clock the following morning. Anyone who witnessed the crash or who has relevant dash cam footage is asked to come forward. Almost €98,000 has been allocated towards biodiversity projects under the National Parks and Wildlife Service Local Biodiversity Action Plan Fund this year. Seven projects have been approved in Donegal, including a bat monitoring survey, a wetland survey, a species audit and a programme to maintain predator exclusion fences. A list of the projects and their allocated amount is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Looking now to the forecast, there will be sunny spells, showers and scattered showers this evening. Some of the showers will be heavy with spot flooding, with possible isolated thunderstorms. Light to moderate winds will be variable in direction. To conclude this evening's news, here's the headlines. Deputy Patscope Gallagher has been elected vice chair of the new Oireachtas Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs. Deputy Gallagher says massive challenges remain, with Brexit continuing to have a negative impact on the fishing industry. Chief Whip Mary Butler has told the Dáil the programme for government is open and transparent. She was responding to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who was calling for a special Dáil debate on an interview given by Michael Lowry to a Sunday newspaper, during which he outlined the access he and his colleagues in the regional independent group have to ministers. Deputy McLaughlin says the government should publish the deal. A meeting of an Inishowen Municipal District has been adjourned as a mark of respect for the two teenage boys who died after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly 10 days ago. Members took the opportunity to pay their respects to 16-year-old Emmanuel Familola and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda. A minute of silence was held before the meeting was adjourned until July 1st. And Gardaí in Donegal have described as worrying the fact that 18 people have been arrested in the county over the past week for driving while under the influence. 13 motorists were arrested for drink driving and 5 for drug driving. Garda Sean Sweeney says despite repeated appeals to never drink and drive while under the influence, the message is not getting through. That's all for now from the news desk. Back again at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 20th of May. The death has taken place of Patricia Patton, née Kyle, Greenhill, Letterkenny, reposing at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the cardiac unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Connie Sweeney, née McNulty, 26 Hillhead, Castlefin, reposing at her son and daughter-in-law Anthony and Melanie Sweeney's home at Alt Lore, Dunnyloop, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Castlefin. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Seamus McIntyre, Baroness Falcara, formerly of Creasley. His remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening for family and friends only. and tomorrow from 11am to 9pm. Rosary nightly at 9. House private to family, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Falkara, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Lake House Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty, funeral director's Facebook page and on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Josephine Goff, née McLaughlin, 50, Coolmore Point, Derry. Her remains will repose at her home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9pm. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Sealstown, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Stephen Martin, Carrick na Sleat, Lifford, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, this evening from 7pm until 8pm. Service in the funeral home tomorrow morning at 11:30, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's crematorium. The death has taken place of James Jim McCready, 450 Imlick Villas, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Calais Parish Church, Carrigans, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.